Hacker Public Radio. This is Brockton Bob. I'm a longtime listener, but a first-time contributor. I'm recording this podcast from the great Northeast Kingdom. That's New England to those who didn't know. This is going to be a part one of a three-part series on how I cut the cable cord and saved a bit of money in the process. In this podcast, we'll discuss the wife-friendly part, which is part one of cable cord cutting. Now, if you have a wife or a girlfriend, you have to keep in mind, you have to keep this simple or they will get pissed. They want to be able to just turn on the TV and search for something they like and watch it. Okay, now a little bit of background for you. My wife and I have had cable for about 10 years now, and we noticed the monthly bills were getting gradually higher and higher until our last bill, which was $132 for the month. That also included our internet service. So we both decided we had to get this bill down. It was way too high. Now, most of the time we wanted to watch a show, we were both working. We weren't home, so we missed them, and we didn't have a DVR because that was extra cost. So we would try and catch the shows in reruns. So we decided we better do a little research and come up with a better solution. And our solution was the Roku 2 XS set-top box. With this box, we signed up for Netflix streaming and Hulu Plus streaming. Both of these services are $7.99 a month. We paid for the Roku box at Best Buy, $69. Now, a little comparison. Now our internet service is $30 a month, and our TV is $16 a month. That's a total of $46 a month, as compared to $132 a month with cable. That's a savings of $86 a month. That's pretty good. So now we get to see our favorite shows on Netflix or Hulu Plus. And most of the shows we liked on cable are on Netflix or Hulu Plus. The only thing is they're usually a day later than after they aired. And with the Roku box, you can get Amazon On Demand and Crackle, which is a free movie service. You can even get adult channels for free if you want them. All you have to do is select them in the channel store or look for Roku channel codes on Google. Once you do that, the Google search, it'll bring up a ton of Roku codes that you can enter and get onto your Roku box. And the hookup was easy. All we had to do is register our box with Roku on the internet, then plug it into the TV with our HDMI cable, and you're all set. So if you'd like to cut the cable cord, give it a try, and you'll save a bit of money. So in part two, we'll discuss play-on software for even more free TV. So thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.